he flees. Look at verse 3. Jephthah fled from his brethren. So, I mean, they're threatening him. They're physically threatening him because that's what it means to flee. You don't flee if there's no threat. There's a threat of violence there. They're going to gang up on him. And so he flees from before his brethren. And he dwells in the land of Tob, you know, wherever that is. It's kind of a no-name place in the Bible because, you know, it's not an important place that I know of. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. So he gets thrown out of his family, and he finds a group of people that will accept him. And here's the thing. You're always going to be able to find a group of people that will accept you, no matter who you are. But here's the thing. That doesn't mean that you want to be in that crowd. And this is where a lot of teenagers get into trouble, because teenagers, they want to be accepted. You know, they want a sense of belonging. And let's face it, children and teenagers can be cruel to one another. It's very sad. It's wrong. It's sinful. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, though. You know, it's wrong. And if you're a teenager, you should never enjoy picking on other kids, making fun of other kids because of their family situation, making fun of kids because they're from a broken home, or making fun of kids because they're a different race, or making fun of kids because they're poor, or making fun of kids because they're maybe disabled in some way, or ugly, or whatever you find wrong with them. You know, you shouldn't make fun of other people. You know, you should live by the golden rule as a Christian. All things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. You don't want to be made fun of. You don't want to be picked on, so don't pick on other people. It's not fun or cool. It's wicked is what it is. It's ungodly and sinful. But let's face it, that's what school is like. I mean, I don't know what it's like these days, but back when I was in school 30 years ago, you know, kids were constantly getting picked on and getting bullied, and it was often a bad atmosphere in school. And guess what? It's not just the kids who had something wrong with them that are getting picked on. If you excel, you also get picked on for excelling. Just like Jephthah here gets picked on, you know, for excelling on the one hand and for being a bastard on the other hand. Well, you know, you go to school and, you know, what happens if you get an A+ in the class? Do your fellow students pick you up on their shoulders and start singing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow? No. They're going to mock you and make fun of you. Why? Because you're excelling. Okay? And even excelling in good looks. You know, the most beautiful girl, oh, she's going to be popular. Not necessarily. Because what if the other girls get envious of her beauty? You see what I mean? And so in a school environment, unfortunately, there's a lot of bullying. There's a lot of mockery of other kids and people being picked on and things like that. And so it can be a bad atmosphere. And what can often happen is that kids get picked on or bullied or treated poorly by one group of people. And then there's another group of people that's ready to accept them. And so they'll kind of just go to that other group, no matter how bad that other group is. Because you know who that other group is? Sometimes it could be the drug crowd. They're just like, dude, we'll hang out with you. You know, like, so, you know, they'll kind of, they, you know, maybe they'll kind of just accept anybody. And then next thing you know, you got teenagers doing drugs because they're accepted by that drug crowd. Or it could be the sodomites. Maybe the sodomites are like, sure, come on over to our crew. You know, and then that's where they're going to try to molest them and groom them and twist them into that filthy death style. And so what am I trying to say here? I'm saying that you got to be careful that if you get rejected by one group of people, if you get rejected by family, rejected by friends, rejected by a certain group on the job or at school, you don't want to necessarily just go to whoever will accept you and start hanging around with a bunch of what? Vain men, vain people. You know, the Bible talks a lot about these kind of vain and light persons. You don't want to just go hanging around with just whoever accepts you. Now look, we as human beings, we want to be part of a group. We want to be accepted. We're social creatures, right? We typically don't do well on our own. There's that rare person that wants to go be by themselves and be a hermit and be a recluse. But let's face it, 99% of us are social creatures, and we want to be part of some kind of a group, whether it's a family or friends. We want to be accepted. And here's the thing. We want to make sure that we don't just go to whoever will accept us, no matter how vain they are, no matter how sinful they are. And let me tell you, the answer is that the local church should be a place that accepts us. Okay, that's where we should seek that sense of belonging. Now, you know, I hope that you will also feel a sense of belonging in your physical family. And I hope that you feel a sense of belonging at your job. You know, I hope that at your job there's camaraderie, and, you know, every few times a year there's a company party, and everybody gets along, and I hope that you have a nice barbecue, you know, and whatever. And I hope there's a sense of camaraderie at your job. That's good, right? Look, I hope that you have acceptance and camaraderie in many areas of life, but let me tell you something. The one place where you should be able to come and be a part of the team and be a part of the family is the local church. You know, that's where you should seek to be a part of that group, because this is a group that you can be a part of. If you're a saved child of God, you know, this is the place for you. Red, yellow, black, white, we don't care if you're poor or rich. We don't care if you're good-looking or homely. It doesn't matter. You know, we accept our brothers and sisters in Christ here, and we don't worry about those kind of vain things, such as skin color or how good-looking you are or your economic status. You know, the Bible teaches that we should never have more respect for the rich person than the poor person. You know, the Bible rebukes a church that would give good seating to the rich and then say to the poor, you know, you're going to be standing over there or sit here under my footstool. But then the guy comes in with the ring and the goodly apparel, and you put him in a good seat. You know, that's wickedness. We're supposed to not respect the person of the poor or the person of the rich. We're not supposed to worry about people's ethnicity or those type of things. In the local church, our standing is based on whether we're in Christ. And obviously, there are people who commit very grievous sins that get thrown out of the church, and that's biblical. But short of committing these awful, horrible sins, major sins, you know what? All of God's people are welcome and can be a part of the team. And you know what? Many people have successfully found a sense of belonging and acceptance in the local church. And that's where we ought to find that. And like I said, it's good when we have it in other areas of life as well, in our home and other places, maybe even our job or other places. But we don't want to just run to whoever will accept us. And you got to be careful, teenagers. I hope the teenagers are listening to what I'm saying right now. You know, let's say you're a teenage girl and you don't have a great relationship with your dad. Don't just get sucked in by the first guy who gives you attention and shows you some love. You need to be discerning. And don't just marry the first guy that comes along, or even worse, commit fornication with the first guy that comes along. Don't just go running off, you young dudes, with the first girl that comes along, the first girl that shows you the attention that you crave and desire. You know, be discerning. And this is a mistake for Jephthah to just surround himself with vain people, surround himself with people that are not good friends, they're not godly people, they're not the right kind of people. And you sympathize with him because he got thrown out. Well, you know, who's he supposed to hang out with? You know, well, find someone else, Jephthah.